Hey, what is up? In this episode, I want to talk to you about the feeling you get inside that body of yours when you have some professional discomfort around things you don't know. Maybe you're not good at, but need to get better at. Yeah, let's do that in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? I'm at the office and it's starting to look like people are walking in from the team. They're all socially distancing, but really what they're doing is they're talking about the move. And what I'm feeling inside of me is discomfort, professional discomfort, right? Like my wife and I and my mom built out this office. Maybe you've seen the videos of it. It's a beautiful, stunning office. And we enjoyed working on it so much. And, you know, my mom's a designer of celebrity homes in LA. So when we got to work on this space with her, it was like a dream come true for me, right? We had a budget that the landlord gave us. We had, tenant improvements. We added our own money and created exactly what we wanted to grow a business. And for 4 of the 5 years on this lease, this was an amazing, thriving workplace where people would share laughs and ideas and grow. And often I would see as people are starting to step out of their comfort zone, as they're starting to open up their wings a little bit. You know, I always tell employees, hey, there's no glass ceiling above you. Like there's no glass ceiling above me. The difference between where I am now and where I am going is discomfort. And if you want to get uncomfortable and start learning new things and add greater value into the company, I'm going to be there to support you. So if you open up your wings, sure enough, I will see it. It'll make sense. It'll be important for me to add wind underneath your wings so you can sail. And I want to be there to support you because there's no ceiling above you. And the same is true with your work. I mean, look, if you just started becoming significantly more valuable to your employer, they're going to find ways, figure out ways in order to keep you. That's the God's honest truth. And if they don't come up with ways to keep you, then you can find ways to go add value somewhere else, right? That's the beauty of the market system. But let's talk about discomfort. It takes a willingness to evolve. It takes stress and irritation in order to push through and to learn a new trick. There are people in my life that I admire the most for their willingness, even though they may be an expert in their industry, their willingness to look into my industry so they can learn and then get next level. Let me give you an example. Dr. John Williams approached me at a breast cancer conference. You know, I'm on the board of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. I did three viral campaigns where I started educating patients using the power of video and breast cancer. One went crazy viral, generating 1.1 million followers in 1 year and some 14 million video views. And Google asked us to launch a colon cancer initiative and a prostate cancer initiative. And those went viral in their own way. And I love doing those things. But Dr. John Williams knew what we had done, approached me and said he wanted to start a breast cancer school for patients, but knows nothing about digital and nothing about video, but wanted to offer that to patients. And so what he was saying to me was, I live in Virginia, and I'd like to fly out to Scottsdale on some vacation time and come learn from you. So we came out here twice over three separate days. I'm sorry, twice for 3 days. Who knew that was going to be that tricky? And then we trained him. He went back to Virginia, started recording his videos. We had regular check-ins with him. Then his content went live. His library for breast cancer patients started going viral because he was helpful. Remember, helpful is the new viral. He got out of his comfort zone, learned a whole nother lane, become an expert in another lane, and then not only was he able to help patients, but then the White House reached out to him and asked him if he would be the chairperson of the president's cancer panel. This is like 3-4 years later. I condensed a big story. But I want you to realize is life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And if you're willing to get just in an uncomfortable growth and start learning new things, you will have the opportunity to get next level and people will identify it. And if they don't identify it, then go do your own thing and add greater value into this world. But it all starts with being uncomfortable. You know, this last week, I filmed my mini course that's going to be coming out. Yo, can't wait for that to drop and for me to be able to tell you about it. But it was 28 pages long of me dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb on a very specific part of the video marketing process that will move the needle for businesses. But as I went through it, because it probably took me, I don't know, along with my normal amount of work and working in the evenings or the weekends and a little over the holidays, more than a little, I worked almost every day on it. It took me about a month to create, right? And went through it and polished and perfected. But what I really did is I sat in discomfort. Even though this is something that I do all the time, the thought of communicating it and moving it from my head onto paper and then doing it in a visual way made me feel like a novice. In fact, I was so engrossed in it, even though I'm an expert in the topic, I was still uncomfortable. Who am I to teach this to anybody kind of thing, right? And we all do this. It is part of the experience of growth and maturation and development. So as you are starting to get to this point in your life, I want you to recognize that discomfort, when you feel it inside your body, is a sign of growth. I'm uncomfortable right now as I'm seeing people in the office come in and start packing up their desks. Visually, it looks like a sign of failure for an entrepreneur. But instinctually, I do know that at the end of this growth is an opportunity for me to not have all this commercial space when I'm the only one using it. And I can reallocate those resources elsewhere. But I've got to go through the discomfort before I can experience the benefits of the reallocation of resources. So I got to go through the discomfort before I can get the growth. Do you see? All right. Look, if you're looking to get next level with your business, I do provide one-on-one coaching. I have some boot camps that are coming. I also do team trainings. In fact, this week, I have 3 international sales team trainings for one company, and I'm doing a North America live event. The next day, I'm doing a live event at a freakish time for Europe, and then the same company's having me back the following day in the middle of the night where I'm doing the training for people in the Far East. If your business is ready to get next level, don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I will be easily found on LinkedIn. Just hit me up on the DM. All right? Enjoy the discomfort.